This is KCUR 89.3. July 2017 may seem like it's a long ways away, but when you're planning to allow guns on college campuses, it might as well be just around the corner. How Kansas colleges will comply with the law and maintain security is complicated, but as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, it's perhaps most complex at the KU Medical Center and Hospital in Kansas City.
Since Kansas lawmakers passed a bill that would allow almost anyone to carry a concealed gun on college campuses, we've been hearing the arguments against it. Students are too immature to carry guns. Theft is a problem. And faculty would feel unsafe debating controversial topics in class. At the sprawling and growing Med Center on 39th and Rainbow, they have all those worries and more.
There are concerns in a high-stress, high-risk environment like healthcare.
That's Doug Girard, the executive vice chancellor in charge of the medical center. The law does allow institutions to ban guns, but only if they provide metal detectors and security guards. But that's not only prohibitively expensive, but almost impossible to achieve.
So the day is just getting started here at the KU Med Center, and I'm standing along a busy 39th Street just east of Rainbow. And I count about a dozen doors into the Med Center just here. Around the corner is a very busy ER. There are 7,000 students and staff who every day pass through dozens of other doors into the complex. Add to that hundreds of patients and family members, all in a maze of hallways that connect classrooms, offices, and clinics in an ever-growing complex.
So Girard says he's worried.
We have some very vulnerable populations that are harder to protect. I mean, you have patients that are stuck in a hospital. They aren't going to get up and flee. We have, you know, children. We have pregnant mothers. We have, you know, the spectrum is very broad. And so healthcare is certainly a unique environment.
How unique? Some doctors say confrontation is just part of the job.
But there's a lot of confrontation that happens in healthcare between groups of patients, inside of families, between providers and patients, between providers and providers.
Alan Greiner is a family medicine doctor at the Med Center and has been on the faculty for 18 years. He says guns are probably already being carried into the hospital, but thinks this could make it even more common and make gun accidents more likely. He's not alone.
So my name is Erin Corovo. I'm an assistant professor in the family medicine department at KU.
Corovo joined the faculty about a year ago and is also a family doc. She has nothing but praise for KU Med and Kansas City. But inviting more guns on campus, she says, may drive her and others from KU.
I think that a lot of faculty members are going to consider moving on. But I don't think that this is smart for Kansas. I don't think this is the best thing for the health of our population.
Most of her colleagues agree. A recent survey showed 70% of faculty and staff at Kansas Regents institutions opposed the new conceal and carry law. 82% said they would feel less safe with armed students on campus. So there is pushback, and even a bill that would reverse the portion of the law allowing guns on campus. But all of it is mostly falling on deaf ears in Topeka.
Bottom line is this: do you need security? Then you better get it.
Forrest Knox is a Republican from Altoona and the leading gun advocate in the state Senate. He says his daughter is an ER nurse at Truman Medical Center, and her experiences there just reinforces thinking that everyone should be able to defend themselves.
If you don't provide security, then you shouldn't deny the public's right to provide for their own. That's the logic of the bill, okay? And nothing has changed in that, whether it's a hospital or not.
Knox says he is willing to listen if Med Center officials want to, say, restrict guns in the ER or in patient rooms. KU Med says it may post security at its library to restrict guns there, and it will probably hire more police officers to patrol the 41-acre complex. But short of turning out conservatives in November, nothing appears to be able to stop conceal and carry from coming to Kansas campuses. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Sam Zeff.